with the flow. Thank you for tuning in on this fine Monday. Very happy to have you here. So today's episode, I've got like a few little topics I want to just talk about, and then I've also asked for some questions on Instagram. So this is just a chill one, not got anything specific. Well, I have got specific things I want to talk about, but I've not got an overarching topic for this episode. But I feel like these are some of the best ones, so I hope you enjoy. So firstly, I want to talk about the billboard, because this was just like the craziest thing, and it was very surreal. So if you follow on Instagram, you will have already seen, but the podcast art was actually put on a billboard in Leicester Square, which is, oh my god, it's just crazy. Like, I just don't get how, and I still don't really get how this happened or why this happened, but it did. I found out like for sure the day before, and then I just went in the morning to go see it, which it was just so exciting. And I think with things like this, often it feels a bit like, I don't know, anything that's a big achievement for me, I find kind of awkward. But because this wasn't like a predefined achievement, like graduating or like grades or getting a job or, you know, even having like a certain number of subscribers, this isn't associated with like a day or a number or anything. It's just kind of like a random win is how I'm seeing it. So it was kind of a bit more chill, which I liked anyway. So yeah, I went with my dad. It was kind of last minute because I was meant to be in London, and then I was actually going to Edinburgh that weekend. So I only was in London for like half a day while this billboard was up in London, and obviously I had to see it. So I went with my dad and we took some pictures, and it was just really cool to see. I wish I'd had more time, because obviously I had to get a picture, but it was up for like, it was a digital billboard, so it's up for I'd guess like 10 seconds every like 3 or 4 minutes. So it's not that like, you know, if you're trying to get a good picture, and you know, it's Leicester Square, it's very busy, lots of people walking past, and I need to look like decent, and I also need to make sure there's not tons of people in front of me. Yeah, in my mind, if somebody is taking a picture, it's like common decency to not just like walk straight in front of them. But the way it was angled was like you couldn't really see me, and because I was kind of far away from the picture, like my dad taking the picture, I feel like people didn't really realize that that's what was happening, so it was quite hard to get the picture. So I spent most of the time actually just trying to get this picture rather than just staring at it. And if I'd had more time, there was like a cafe with seats outside and stuff, and I would have just sat and like, I don't know, had a drink and just like every time it came up being like, oh my god, wow. But yeah, it was also up in Cardiff, Dublin and Glasgow, which is so cool. And I wish I'd been able to see them all, but obviously that would have been like, I wouldn't have been able to. But yeah, it was so, so cool. And big thanks to Spotify for like sorting me out with that, because it's just like the craziest thing ever. It's the sort of thing where it's like, it's such a cool thing to have done, but it's not something that I ever even aimed for, because it's like it just would never have popped into my mind, or if it did, it would have felt like obviously that's not within reach. So it was just like the coolest thing. And yeah, thank you to Spotify, but mainly thank you to you guys, because like no one would know this podcast, you know, existed without the people that listen. And I feel like I've put in some hard work towards it and like building the like community and everything. It's, you can't build something out, you know, unless people are willing to listen. So just thank you for listening. And like, yeah, it was the coolest thing. It means so much to me that this was possible, and it is all possible because of you guys that listen. And yeah, it was just like the craziest moment. And I think it was also cool from like my parents and stuff, because people that don't listen to podcasts, well, they do listen to podcasts all the time actually, but you know, people who aren't like in our generation, I think sometimes this like whole social media like online thing is a bit like, what do you mean? Like, I don't really get what you mean. But having something on a billboard is like very like universally understood. It's like kind of cool. So yeah, I don't know, it's hard because I feel like I could sit and say thank you for like a whole hour, but like you don't want to hear that, so I won't. But yeah, just like thank you so much for the support and for listening and everything, because it's just really exciting. So Thank you very much. I'm trying to think of what else I've been up to. Today I went to a mela, which I think translates as like festival. It's like a little, it's like a Indian festival kind of thing where I live. And yeah, it was really fun actually. I used to go a lot as a kid. I used to go like every year. I used to be an Indian dance troupe and we perform at mela sometimes, or at the mela, I think. And yeah, I this year I was just like to some people like why don't we just go? Like, it was always fun back in the day. It's just like food stalls and like dance performances and music and stuff, and it's just fun. We got some food, sat on the grass. I also did some like singing, dancing, like, you know, not on the stage, don't worry. But if kind of for a second there, I felt like I was at an actual, like, I was kind of at Reading or something for a second there. So yeah, that was nice. Tomorrow I am going to Manchester for my brother's graduation, which is really exciting and also just like so weird to me because he's 2 years younger than me, but I did a 4-year degree and he did a 3-year degree, so he's graduating like just 1 year after me, and it just is like, oh my god, are you not like way too young to be graduating? Which he's not, but like, you know, when you have a younger sibling in your mind they're just like a little baby. It's just crazy. And it's also so weird because I've graduated but I haven't like achieved anything since then, if you get me. Like, I've not done any like qualifications or anything since then, and I've not really added anything to my CV. Not that that's how you measure like success at all, don't worry, I'm not stupid, but you know, I just feel like sometimes it's easy, that's like the way the world looks at you. And so it's just so weird to like see my brother graduating, and we're kind of at the same like life stage now, which is weird. But yeah, going to Manchester for a couple nights, which hopefully will be good. I found my own graduation really stressful and like not enjoyable at all, to be honest. I was also a little bit sick, so it wasn't like everything that I would have, I don't know, I was gonna say everything I would have wanted it to be, but I also don't really care, like it's fine, it doesn't need to be like a big day. I feel like graduation is kind of more for like your family or your friends and stuff, and it's kind of less for you. I don't know, that's how I felt anyway. But yeah, just graduations in general, I find like a little bit scary and stressful. Like, I'm kind of stressed, even though it's not my graduation. I just, you know, when you just want everything to go right. So hopefully we have a successful graduation. It's on Tuesday, the actual thing. So send some good thoughts into the universe. But yeah, and then I'm coming home and I'm just going to be chilling at home for the next few weeks for the foreseeable. So that's my little life update of what I've been up to. I'm going to get some questions from Instagram because I don't really have like much more of an update. That's kind of mainly what I've been up to. But I do have some topics I want to talk about. So hopefully I'll mention them, if not, but hopefully they come up in the questions. Oh, okay. Somebody said, I'm studying abroad in Lisbon. Would you ever visit Portugal? I actually am coming to Portugal for 10 days in August and I'm really, really excited. I see so much Portugal content at the moment, like TikToks, reels, like YouTube videos, people on Instagram, like, yeah, just so much content from Portugal, so I'm really excited. Next question is, where is your master's? I don't think I've spoken about this explicitly, so this will be it. I don't, maybe I have, I can't remember. But I will talk a little bit about it now. So I decided I wanted to do a master's, I think in like autumn last year. I had like thought of the idea quite a bit while I was actually in uni before, but I kept having like a lot of doubt with it. And anytime my work was stressful or I felt like I wasn't doing good or like I felt like I wasn't good enough for the degree that I was doing, I would always be like, don't do a master's. Like, I actually have a notes page in my phone, which I wrote to myself when I was writing my dissertation, and it's like kind of horrible, but it says stuff like, don't do a master's, like you think it's a good idea but it's not, like all this stuff. And I've gone against my own better judgment, which hopefully I don't live to regret, but I don't feel much doubt or like uncertainty around this decision. Really, this is one of the decisions I feel like that I'm pretty solid with, so hopefully I've done the right thing. But yeah, I decided in like autumn-ish like I wanted to do one. And I researched them a bit while I was in Southeast Asia. And then when I came home for Christmas, that was when I properly started like doing the stuff for it. So I picked the courses that I wanted to apply for, and then I had to write personal statements, and I needed to like fix my CV / I didn't even have a CV. My laptop storage is so bad, sometimes I just clear the whole thing, and I obviously do have a CV, like I've given out a CV, like I remember when I was like 16 going down the high street and like giving CVs out, which obviously that CV isn't one that I would use now, but I should have a CV somewhere, but I just couldn't find it in any emails or anything, so I had to start from scratch with the CV, and all the unis I applied for wanted a personal statement, but they were all slightly different, like the course was slightly different, or what they wanted you to talk about was slightly different, so kind of took me a while to do all these applications. But I submitted them all in like January, February time. And I only got the last response literally this week. So it's taken a while to get the responses from some of them. But yeah, so the ones I applied to were Sussex. I think that one was Migration and Global Development. Edinburgh for International Development. King's for Emerging Economies and International Development, and LSE for Health and International Development. And somehow, by some weird stroke of luck, I don't know, I did get an offered a place from all of four, which is kind of crazy. I was not expecting that. I was kind of just hoping to get into one of them, and then I would just accept it, you know, whichever one I got. But yeah, I ended up picking LSE because the course title is like what I want to study the most, and the courses also looked the best. Some of the other ones did have like some like abroad programs, like 6 weeks in the summer where you go somewhere, which I thought was really cool and I would really like to do that. But I don't know, I feel like I can do that myself if I want to, not in the same way, but like I can do something similar, whereas the actual courses that LSE had were the ones that I wanted the most. So yeah, and yeah, I had a lot of like cool things about it, so that's the one I've accepted. So yeah, I will be in London. It's 12 months, so it's like a full year course, starting in September. And yeah, my life for the next year come September, which is so crazy. I think the way it works is you do this first semester, and then you have exams in January, then you do the second semester, and then you have exams like just after Easter, which that portion is similar to like the undergrad situation. And then after those exams, you write a dissertation over the summer that I believe will be due in like September or like at the end of August, something like that. So yeah, that will be like kind of what I'm up to. And it's really exciting. I feel really good about it. I'm very excited for like academics again, and the routine and the focus and kind of the fulfillment, especially because I'm quite excited to study like exactly like the modules and stuff. Like the actual content is really interesting to me, and that's really what I want to do. Like I was gonna say do with my life, no big promises, but you know, this is something that's like really important to me, so I would really like to begin. And yeah, it's just exciting. I'm feeling good about it. I am really scared at the same time, because I know it's going to be quite like essay based or entirely essay based, and I don't really have much background in that. I didn't do any essay subjects for A-level, and my economics degree is like a more, I don't know, I did write essays and I wrote a dissertation, but I don't think my essay writing skills are very good, and we didn't have to write many essays. I've heard that the Edinburgh economics course is more like mathsy focused compared to other ones, so I don't know, I just don't think my essay writing skills are very good, so hopefully I'll be able to develop them quickly. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing in September. I'm really excited. I actually, like, now I'm thinking about it, I am really excited. I'm also really scared. I'm just scared I'm not like good enough for it, but hopefully it'll be fine. I don't know. I am really trying to move out as well for this course. Obviously, I live in London, like with my parents. Not central at all, like Greater London, but the commute to LSE is actually like quite simple. Like I would just have to get one train and that's it. And it would take maybe like an hour 15 door to door. So not that long, but I don't know. I think for my mental health, it would just be better if I move. Not no hate on my family or my house or like anything. None of that is the problem. I just can't seem to like, just my brain just is just like not functioning in the way that I want it to here. I feel like everything just feels so doom and gloom, and not all the time, but I don't know, points through this gap year where I've like spent prolonged periods of time at home, I've just not, I don't think it's been good mental health time for me. And I know, you know, the whole thing of like, wherever you go, you take yourself, and you know, just because you move doesn't mean that, you know, your brain is still going to come with you and all of that. And I completely agree with that, and I've learned that lesson over and over again. But I think there's also like something to be said for like your environment having an impact on you. And I don't know, unless, I hope my intuition isn't wrong, but I really do think like moving out would be very good for me. So that's the plan. It's a hard decision, like just financially, because rent in London is so expensive, and I would save a lot of money living here compared to like doing that. So I don't know, it's hard, but it's like hopefully it'll be worth it. But again, I don't even got a flat yet. I've been looking, but it's like kind of tough out there. That's another thing, so it's like really hard to get a flat, so we'll just have to wait and see and hope. I feel like a lot of people in my life are like, you should just stay at home, like it's cheaper, it's so easy, like I don't know, it's like what you're used to. But I just don't think that, to be honest, I kind of think it's the easy option to stay here in a bad way. Like it's easy, and it just wouldn't be good. So I'm hoping that isn't what happens, but we'll see. We shall see. Okay, so that's my little update on my master's. Okay, this kind of follows on. Why did you choose your master's degree? So I was very like on the fence about whether I wanted to like go back to education, because it's such a big commitment, and especially for a master's, financially it's just like a huge decision, because a lot of the courses are really expensive. The one I've decided to do is like a lot more expensive than the undergrad fees. Also like just the loan that you can get from the government is way less, so it doesn't cover as much as it does for undergrad, which means that like I'm financing it like myself, which is like really, like it feels really cool to be able to do that. But it's also just a big decision, because you don't want to spend money on a qualification that you don't need or you don't want. So the reason that I wanted to study international development is kind of based on what I've studied before that's been similar. So I did economics at undergrad, and I did some courses, like I did a course on, I actually can't even remember all this stuff now because it was so long ago, but I did a course on development economics. I also did health economics. I wrote my dissertation on the contraceptive pill and its effect on women's labor force participation. So I've kind of studied like similar things, but not so much on like an international scale. And that was, that's like a knowledge I want to extend. Also just the like jobs that I would want to do in the future, and like the things I would want to work on. Maybe like charities or NGOs and like global health and that sort of thing. Like I don't know, that's like something I'd be interested in working in. And so I think this master's would be good in getting me to a place where I know more about like the whole sphere. And also just, I don't know specifically what job I would want, like that's not something, but I feel like this master's will help me get to the point where I know more what I want. And yeah, I just think that this is like the route for me. I also, I don't know, I feel like I've been so up and down on this, so there's probably been like podcasts or YouTube videos where I've said like the complete opposite of this, but I really do want like more education and like learning. And I really did like economics, and I liked a lot of aspects of it, but I really found a lot of it dull and meaningless to me personally, and not very fulfilling. And I kind of want to go back to education to like study something that I'm more interested in. And it's not that I didn't like economics, and I actually, if I could go back, I wouldn't change it. Like I do think that was the right thing for me to study, but just now that I'm able to like specify more and use like the knowledge that I already have and look at things with like a different perspective as well, that's just something that I want. So that's how I decided on the masters. And specifically out of the four, I just chose like the courses I think were most suited to what I found interest in the past in these areas. I also obviously considered where I'd be living. Sussex was the one that I don't know, the uni itself seems really, really cool, and the course also seems really cool, like very modern, and like, I don't know, I just think it would be a really good time and a really good course. But, and I also think is you live like kind of in Brighton while you do that, and then you like commute to the campus. But the reason that I kind of didn't want this one, I love Brighton so much, I'd actually really like to live there, but I'd be going into a whole new thing where I don't know anyone. And I feel like sometimes there's pressure in your 20s to like ditch everything you know and start a whole new life and like, you know, be crazy and like, you know, just, you know, move to a whole new city where you don't know anyone. And I don't know. And sometimes I just want to admit, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I like the people that I have in my life. I really value the relationships I have. I want to be able to like access them. And I'm sure if I moved there, I'd make loads of like great friends. I don't know, touch wood, I hope I would. But I feel like obviously before you do the scary thing, it feels like it's gonna go badly wrong, but I'm sure it would be fine. But I just don't think that's what I want right now. I've already moved to a whole new country and started a whole new life. I've gone traveling for like on and off for this whole year. And I don't know, I just want something a bit more like familiar. And I think it's perfect because I'll be in London, which is a city I know really well, and like this is where I grew up. But hopefully if I move out, I'll be living somewhere where I've never lived before. And I've never lived in central London, so it kind of, I don't know, I don't know it like in the way where you live there. Like I know it really well because I do kind of live here, but I don't know it as well as I think, I don't know, I just think I'll know it in a different way if I get to move out. So it feels like a good mix of something new and scary, but also something familiar. I would also have really liked to do the Edinburgh one, just because I love Edinburgh, it's like my favourite city, but I do want to like stretch myself a little bit and like move to a new city and do something new. And I know this is like the opposite of what I was just saying, but I kind of feel like I wanted like the in-between where I wanted to like have some people and have some familiarity, but going back to Edinburgh would definitely be like the easiest option for me, just because it's where I'm used to living when I'm not living with my parents, do you get me? And I know how the uni works and I know where everything is, and I don't know, I just think that would be like, I want something kind of new and like a new challenge and just like a new little fun chapter, I guess. So yeah, that was how I chose the one that I'm doing. Did you get tickets to the Eras tour? Guys, I did. I'm so excited. I was really stressed, but I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I'm already thinking about what I want to wear and everything. I hope that people who wanted tickets got them. I don't know, it's rough out there, so I hope you did. And I'm really excited. I'm going in Edinburgh, so I will be taking a little trip up to go, which is so fun. I'm going with Neve as well, which will be really, really good. But yeah, I'm very excited. Ooh, what have you learned most about yourself during your gap year? I think just like, I don't know. So much, but so little at the same time. Learn about myself. I think I've learned that like, I do get quite anxious, and that, I don't know, I think because my life up to this point was a lot more like straightforward and a lot more like within my comfort zone, maybe. I don't know, I've done plenty of things outside my comfort zone, but this is like one example. I feel like there's been a lot of things, but just traveling and being in new environments and like not having all the things you're like used to having, it did make me feel quite anxious at times, and to a level, not the whole time, but like at some points to a level that I can't say I've really experienced before. And I don't know if that's something that will come out in other ways at some point, but so far it's just like a being far away thing. But I'm not, it's funny because I wouldn't call myself like a homesick person. I was never like that, like growing up or anything. I don't know. I don't know what I found about myself. I feel like I still am reflecting on the whole thing. I'm still kind of like within it, so I'm not sure on the rest of, you know, what I've learned. When is the next YouTube video? Okay, so the India video is done and I've like put it on YouTube. It's unlisted, so you can't watch it, but it's like I finished, but it's got a copyright strike, which I'm trying to fix. So hopefully if that gets fixed, I'll be uploading it like in the next couple days. If it doesn't get fixed, I'll just upload it and I just won't make any money on it, which is fine, but I'm like quite proud of it, so I would like to if I can. And the music is copyright free. It's just like I just need to get the strike taken off of, well, it's not even a strike, I don't know, I just need to like prove that it's boring. And like basically I use like copyright free music, but you have to donate to the artist to like be eligible for it, which I've done, but I need them to like mark my account or my YouTube channel as like eligible basically, and they haven't done it yet, so I'm waiting for that. So hopefully that will work out. But yeah, I also have another video going up, I think this week, with Lush, which is so cool, my dream partnership, genuinely. So maybe two videos this week. If they both get like approved, I will put them both up, so yeah. Ooh, thoughts on Speak Now TV. Okay, great. Can't believe I've not spoken about this yet. I was so excited, like so excited. I was 9, 10, that sort of age. My school, my primary school, put on like a little talent show, and one of my friends did a cover, I guess, of Never Grow Up by Taylor Swift. And her mum and my mum were in tears, and we were really close to them. Like, we would go on holiday with them every year and stuff, like camping. And yeah, it was just so, like, I don't know, it's just like a core memory for me, her singing this song and like my mum crying. And that song is so, oh my god, it's just like, ugh. Anyway, I just have such good memories of Speak Now, the album, and I was so excited for the re-record, and I was buzzing the day that it came out, really excited, and I love it. I think it's great. I really, really enjoy it. In terms of like the original songs, I think everything sounds so much, it's just like slightly elevated, and it's like crisp, and I really enjoy that. The lyric change in Better Than Revenge, let me think. I don't actually know, like, for sure what I feel about this. I think, obviously, I don't agree with the lyric and, like, the sentiment behind it. But it's also kind of, like, the whole sentiment of the song is that. So it's, like, essentially the same thing, just without the explicit lyric. I don't know. I feel like some people are overreacting about the lyric change. Like, some people are like, oh my god, I don't want to listen, I'm just gonna listen to the old one. And it's like, come on, it's not that deep. Yeah, I think it's interesting because there's, on one hand, it's like, obviously it's not like a nice lyric, the original, and it's not something that you want, like, I'm sure it's not something that Taylor wants to like stand behind. A lot of the songs have those sentiments, and they are written by like 18, 19 year old her. And I don't know, I kind of feel like it's, in a way, it's sort of like you're in a monologue when you are like a teenager. And I don't know, for me, I wouldn't say like 19, but like 14. Okay, not really, because that's not like the specific, but you know what I mean. I just feel like internalized misogyny is like something you have to learn to not have. And it's, I don't know, I just think it's like natural that those lyrics were, not those lyrics specifically, but like, that the way that some of the songs are written, I feel like it's like, it makes sense that that was like her inner monologue at the time. But I'm glad the lyric got changed, I think. The new songs are amazing, like the Vault tracks. I'm obsessed. Obviously, I love I Can See You. So good. Obviously, loved the video. What else? Oh my god, she's just done so much great stuff. I really like Timeless as well. I like When Emma Falls in Love, and I also like Castles Crumbling. I think another great song. I love all of them, but those were my favorites. yeah, really exciting. It's always just so fun to have like new music to listen to. So yeah, I've been popping along into the new songs, and I'm pretty sure we all know now that like 1989 is coming next, so I'm excited. That's my other favorite album, I think, or the other album that I like remember distinctly the most of like the emotion I felt and like the enjoyment I got from the original album. So yeah, I'll be excited when that comes out too. Oh, what is your favorite thing about this time of year? I've actually been in a bit of an autumn vibe recently, which I don't love because it's like, enjoy your summer. But London this month has just been like really rainy, not that warm, and I've kind of not been mad about it. Okay, but my favorite thing about summer, the long days is the best thing. I don't think I ever romanticize like a short day. I'm not down for them. The sunsets are like it's 10 p.m. as I'm recording this. Fine, you caught me recording at 10 p.m. the day before the episode comes out, but yeah. And the sun is like, it obviously the sunset, it's dark, but it's not pitch black. Like the sky is still kind of blue, which I just love. I just think it's so nice being able to like enjoy the full day. I hate in the winter when the sun sets at like 3-4. I just find that so depressing and like, it's just the worst vibe. So that's my favorite thing about this time of year, best thing. I feel like the other things about winter I can romanticize being cold, I can romanticize, you know, being cozy, I can romanticize like autumn leaves and snow and all of that, but the short days, I just can't romanticize them. So yeah, that's my favorite. Oh, this is an interesting question. How did you approach starting a podcast / speaking to the camera and just being yourself? This is so interesting. I feel like the podcast came a couple years after I started YouTube. So I'm mainly just thinking about talking to a camera. To be honest, I think it's something that I always wanted to do, like make videos and post them. I consumed so much YouTube content in like my teenage years. I still watch a lot of YouTube. I feel like people don't upload as much on YouTube anymore, but yeah, I still watch a lot of YouTube, and I just always wanted, like, I sometimes have to remind myself that like, if little me could see current me, I genuinely would be like flabbergasted. But yeah, I just loved making content. And in terms of like being myself, so when I do watch old videos, I can tell more that I care. I don't know, I feel like I can tell that it's not as natural to me. But I always used to speak to myself when I was little, like I would like do a little, like for example, if I went shopping, or I don't know, I got even like random, like I got new school uniform or something like that, I would do a little haul to myself, or like I would talk through all the toys that I have out, or like the coloring pencils that I was using. Like I always used to talk to myself and just kind of present whatever I was doing. And so it kind of does feel quite natural to me. I sometimes, even when I'm not like recording a video or anything, I will just, instead of thinking in my head, I'll just think out loud, and I'll literally just talk to myself. Like sometimes if I'm packing or something, I'll say like, oh, I need to bring this for this, and I'm using packing cubes for this and this. And it's kind of weird because it's like, maybe you shouldn't always feel like someone's watching you, and like sometimes you should just be alone. But most of the time I'm kind of just saying it to myself and like running my thoughts through. And yeah, I think my, like if you're making content and you want to make it more authentic, or like you're scared to be yourself, or you don't know how to like do that because it just doesn't feel natural, I would say just like practice on your own. Like even if you're filming videos and not uploading them, or you're, yeah, making a little podcast and you don't post it, I just think it's like good to practice. And it does feel like really normal to me now to like just, I'm literally lying in bed with a microphone just talking for an hour right now. Okay, not an hour, but you know, and it just feels like normal to me. It just feels like, I don't know, it just makes sense. It's just like my inner monologue. So that's kind of how I think of it. Oh, somebody said, what's your favorite memory with your brother? That's quite cute. We went on holiday, just me and him, to Prague a few years ago. And yeah, I think just like us going on holiday, just the two of us, and not because like anyone cancelled or for any reason, like we just wanted to do that. That was such a fun time, and we had like such a good time. We didn't argue at all either. Like it was so good. And yeah, I just had a really nice time on that trip. I remember it was like just before he was about to start uni, and we were like looking on Facebook at all his new flatmates and like looking at their pictures and stuff. And now it's crazy that he's literally graduating in 2 days. But yeah, I think that trip was one of my favorites. Or just like random family events where me and him are like giggling in the car on the way home. Or I don't know. I actually think we had a really nice time in lockdown together. I remember lockdown being like a really good point in our relationship. I feel like because we go to different unis, we live in different cities, and we're like quite busy people in general. Well, I'm not busy with like stuff, but I don't know. He does a lot of sport. So did I guess. And I feel like he goes to like stay with his friends and stuff sometimes. So it's like we're not always, since I went to uni 5 years ago, we've not really been in the same house for like a long period of time. And yeah, in lockdown, obviously, like all you had was like your household, and the only other person in my household who's like my age is my brother. And yeah, I just think it was like a fun time. I remember we used to do, like, I would do like Lizzo dance workouts in the garden, and he would be like kicking a football around. And sometimes we'd go on walks, and I don't know, I just feel like we hung out quite a lot in lockdown, and it was actually really nice. So, one of those two, I'd say, were my favorites. But yeah, I feel like we have loads of good memories actually. I want to like go on another trip or like do something again like that. But I just feel like it's so hard to find the time. But I know that that's just an excuse, really, isn't it? Like the time does exist. So, okay, I think that's all I'm going to do for today because I've got to get up and go to Manchester tomorrow, and it's already 10 p.m. and I'm pretty tired. So, thank you very much for listening to this episode. I think I will do a story when this comes out asking for any episodes that you want to see or hear, I guess. I've got a list, but I always want to hear what you guys want to hear. So I'll put that up today or something. The Instagram is growingwiththeflow_podcast in case you have an episode idea that you'd like to hear. But yeah. Thanks very much for listening to this whole episode. I hope you have a really nice week. I really do hope that. And I'm sending you good vibes and some love. And remember that you're great, and that you're just doing your best. And I really do believe everything's going to be okay. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and I will see you soon. Bye.